Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another Quick Tip Tuesday episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. I'm your podcast co-host, Brock Johnson, and you can follow me across all social media platforms at Brock11Johnson. Of course, I'm recommending that because I would love to have more followers across all platforms, but really I'm recommending that because I share a ton of free, actionable tips on my Instagram specifically. So this episode that I'm sharing with you today is an in-depth breakdown of a post that I shared last Friday about the most popular growth strategies that just simply don't work. So oftentimes you get sneak peeks, you get previews of topics that we're going to be talking about on Build Your Tribe. Sometimes you can even vote and suggest content for Build Your Tribe on my Instagram. I also take it very personally to respond to every direct message that I get. So if you ask me a question, if you send me a message, if you give this podcast a shout out, or you take a screenshot of this episode right now and post it on your stories and tag me in it, I manage all of that personally myself. I haven't outsourced anything on my personal Instagram. And it really means a lot to me to answer your questions, to serve you, and to really try to over-deliver as much as I can on all my social platforms. But the one where I'm most active and the one where I will definitely recommend you follow me is on Instagram. Again, my handle is Brock11Johnson. And today we are talking about some of the most common, most popular growth strategies for your Instagram, stuff that you've probably heard in other podcasts, in YouTube channels. And, you know, honestly, some of these things are even strategies that we have previously recommended here on Build Your Tribe, but they just simply don't work. Some of these strategies used to work and they just don't anymore because of the changing algorithm. Some of these things have never worked, and some of them seems like they would work on paper, but when they're actually put into practice, they're just too tacky or they just flat out don't work. So with that, let's get into the actual meat and bones of this episode. Oh, and if you're a vegan, don't worry. It's not actually meat and bones. I'm not sure if that disclosure had to be made. But anyways, the first strategy that I wanted to bring up was the unfollow and follow method. I'm sure you've heard of this one. It's popular across all social media platforms. And it's basically the idea that if you follow a bunch of people, you know, you're just following like 1,000 people a day, a certain percent of those people will follow you back. And then the next day you can just unfollow all of those people and hopefully they don't also unfollow you. It makes sense on paper, right? And quite honestly, you know, back in 2012, 13, 14, this was kind of a way to grow your Instagram. It wasn't ever super organic, but it was more common, I should say. And it was something that might work more regularly. Now it is 100% inauthentic, inorganic, and just not a practical way to grow your account. You might get some people following you back, but at the end of the day, they're not genuine followers. They're people who are following you because you followed them. They're people who are not that targeted, and it just really comes across as a very inauthentic and tacky way to grow your following, especially if you're just going to be unfollowing those people in the future. Candid moment right now, totally honest moment. I had a guy recently reach out to me. He owned an Instagram growth service. He wanted to partner with me. And I was like, sure, you know, I don't feel comfortable recommending your service to my people before I first try it out myself. So I was like, you know, let's do some trial runs on my own account for a couple weeks. And he was like, all right, dude, let's send it up. So we set it up. And basically what I found out is that he wasn't being totally truthful in his marketing, because basically he had a service that would follow and unfollow. Now, it wasn't done by bots, like by a robot computer algorithm, like in the past. He had a real person actually doing the following and unfollowing. But at the end of the day, it was still the follow and unfollow method. So as soon as I realized that's what was going on in my account, put a halt on it. I called up the guy. I was like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. We're canceling this. And I explained to him, you know, like, this just isn't an authentic way to grow your audience. It's not a real, tangible, genuine way to grow a following. So the first popular growth method to avoid because it doesn't work is the follow-unfollow method. Next is the auto-direct message strategy. And what this strategy is basically some people have paid for services or they do it manually themselves, or they're just sending out direct message after direct message. It's a copy and paste. Some people call this the Hey Girl method, which was popularized by a multi-level marketing company that advised all of its members to send out direct messages that said, hey girl, and then had some generic copy and paste DM. Basically, like I've been saying, it's inauthentic, it's copy and paste, it's not real. So my correction to this method would be to direct message potential followers in an authentic way. Instead of copying and pasting or sending an automated DM, take the time, if you're going to direct message someone, and send them a personalized message. Heck, even go to the next level, and instead of typing it out, make it an audio message or send them a quick little video message. I had a guy reach out to me the other day. He's a rapper, and he wanted me to, or he offered me a service where for a couple $100, he'd write a rap for me and my business. And yeah, it sounds kind of cool. It's not something I'm going to end up doing, but I was so impressed that he took the time to send me a personalized video. He was like, hey, Brock, what's up, man? I love all the stuff you do about Instagram coaching, super useful tips. That's how he started. And instantly I was like, wow, this guy has done his homework. This is a personalized message. He's not sending this DM to 50 other people. He's taking the time to personalize it for me. So rather than automating your DMs or sending copy and paste messages, I recommend personalizing it and making that relationship building touch. My next popular growth strategy, the third one we're going to talk about so far, is engagement loops. And this is one that we've previously talked about and even recommended here on Build Your Tribe. And what an engagement loop or pod is basically you get together with a group of, you know, like 10 to 15 Instagram users. And then the group of you says, okay, we're all going to turn on each other's post notifications. And every time one of us posts, we're all going to comment. And yes, this can be beneficial. Yes, some people are having success. And in the past, a lot of people, when people first started doing this, a lot of people were seeing real success with this. But the unfortunate thing is, and this was brought up by someone who commented below my post on Instagram, and that was that at the end of the day, you're not getting engagement from your ideal customer or client. You're getting engagement from other people who are in the same field as you. So the woman who commented this, her name was Emily Phillipson, and she's a photographer. She was in a pod with a bunch of other photographers, and so she realized that suddenly Instagram was thinking that she wanted to get connected with other photographers rather than the ideal paying client, the person who was looking for a photographer. And also, the other drawback of these engagement pods is if you ever leave the group or if anyone in the group doesn't hold up their end of the bargain, then you're going to see a decrease in engagement because the engagement you were getting was inauthentic. Next up, we have mass tagging. This is my fourth most popular Instagram growth strategy. I'm not sure where people got this one, but it became popular a few months ago, and it's basically people are uploading photos and then tagging a bunch of users as if they were in the photo. About once a day, I get tagged in some random photo that I'm not in, and I understand why. The thought is, if I tag 20 people who are in my ideal audience, or 20 people who have my target followers in this post, maybe they'll then get the notification and then they'll see my post, which is what happens. You know, when people tag me on their post and I'm not in it and I have nothing to do with it, I still see it. Now, there's a difference between, you know, if someone's posting a quote of mine or if someone's sharing something that's relating to me and they're tagging me, that's useful. I would like to see that. But if this is just some random workout video that you're tagging me, my mom, and Sean T and 50 other people in just so that we see it and possibly like it or share it, that's not very authentic. That's not very organic. And then also, it takes away from the post itself because when someone sees your post, they see that someone was tagged and then they click the little button to show who was tagged and they see that you tagged like 25 people on this post. That to them signals that you are struggling with growth and that this is a very inorganic growth strategy. And also, quite honestly, if you consistently do this, if you keep tagging me on your photos, I might just block you because it's kind of annoying to get that notification. And then my final growth strategy that I am not a fan of, and I'm going to debate Gary Vee on this one, is I am a much bigger fan of quality posts rather than just quantity of posts. And I know he would probably agree with that himself, but I know that he is also a big fan of post, 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 post. Like, keep grinding and pushing out content, and eventually you'll have success. You know, if you post 5 times a day and each of those posts gets 10 likes, it's better than posting once a day and having it get 40 likes. I get that math. But really, more than ever, I think Instagram and the climate, the environment of the Instagram space is one that favors quality rather than quantity. So for most people, honestly, you probably don't want to be posting every single day. For most people, I would probably recommend posting 4 times a week or 5 times a week. Not quite every single day. And that's if you're trying to grow your account. If you're just trying to maintain or maybe see a slow growth, maybe you only want to be posting 3 or 4 times a day. But the bottom line is that some people fall victim to this rat race for who can post the most, and they're posting 3 or 4 times a day to their feed. And ultimately, people are getting turned off by this. It's like, okay, I'm on Instagram. I'm not on Cheryl's life achievements. I don't need to see everything she's doing on the feed. Of course, remember, the feed is different than the stories. The stories, yes, post as much as you want. Document, 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 be posting all day on your stories. That's what stories are for. That's what we expect. But on the feed, if you're posting multiple times a day, chances are you're not Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and chances are your audience just doesn't want to see you that often. So the bottom line here is that you need to know what your followers want. You need to know how frequently your audience wants you to be posting. This I shared on my Instagram, and someone said, well, Brock, how do I know how frequently I should be posting? How do I know what my audience wants? And my answer to that is that you need to know your engagement rates. And basically, our goal is to be posting as frequently and as possible without seeing a dip in engagement. So here's the example I like to use. Just for numbers' sake, let's pick easy numbers. Let's say that on your average post, you're getting 100 likes and 10 comments. You're posting twice a week and getting 100 likes and 10 comments. Then you start posting 4 times a week and you're still getting 100 likes and 10 comments. Well, awesome. You just doubled the amount of engagement you're getting in a week. Then you're like, okay, let me try posting every single day. And now suddenly you see a dip, because you're not getting 100 likes and 10 comments. You're getting 70 likes and only 4 comments now. You've seen a dip in your engagement. Then you know that your audience prefers you to post 4 times a week rather than 7 times a week. So I encourage you to do some testing, figure out how frequently your audience wants you to be posting. And our goal is to post as frequently as possible, making a quality post without seeing a dip in engagement. Again, I share quick tips all the time on my Instagram, so I highly recommend you follow me there. And when you get to my profile, send me a direct message saying that you came from this episode of Build Your Tribe, and maybe even also turn on post notifications so you don't miss any of my Instagram tip posts that I share over there on IG. And again, my Instagram handle is Brock11Johnson. I really appreciate you so much for listening today. Have a great week, and as always, happy networking.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration, or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.